Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
My favorite game series from the Sega Genesis is finally returning for a fourth installment, and I couldn't be more excited. What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek, and this is Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. And the Genesis is one of my favorite consoles. Had some really great games and great series, things like Vector Man and Phantasy Star, and of course, Sonic the Hedgehog. But for me, my favorite game series on the Genesis was none other than Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage is now coming back for the fourth iteration of the series. We got the three on the Genesis. Number four is finally coming after all these years, and it's coming from publisher Dotemu. Now, Dotemu is frankly killing it right now. They're the publisher that's behind the re-release of Windjammers and the upcoming Windjammers 2. They've been working a lot kind of throughout their entire history on ports of retro games and new games and reimaginings that are kind of retro inspired. That's sort of the particular niche that they try to work in. And they've been really putting out some great stuff lately. That Windjammers release was fantastic. Windjammers 2 is looking pretty good. And now Streets of Rage 4 is coming from them as well. So I have really, really high hopes for this game. Now the developer is Lizard Cube, which is the very hilariously named developer that is behind the game Wonder Boy: The Dragon's Trap. Now that was a game that originally came out years ago, and this is the remake of it that came out in 2017. It's really the biggest credit to their name. So Streets of Rage 4 is going to be their next big project. Also working on the game and helping out is Guard Crush Games, and their claim to fame is the game Streets of Fury, which sounds very similar to Streets of Rage. Streets of Fury is the beat-em-up, just like Streets of Rage is, that featured digitized characters. So it kind of had the Mortal Kombat thing where instead of seeing a hand-drawn portrait of a character, a hand-drawn sprite, they took an actual video of a human, actually images of a human, and digitized it and put them in the game. So it's actually their real likeness in the game. Now, too many games do that, and Streets of Fury was intentionally a throwback, but, you know, the game itself is heavily inspired by Streets of Rage, so it makes a lot of sense to have them on board and helping out with development. Now, why do I like Streets of Rage so much? Why does this make me so excited? So, beat-em-ups, the genre that Streets of Rage comes from, is a genre of games where basically you are moving from left to right, and your only means of interacting with the world is to typically punch and kick or jump and punch. Very, very simple controls, very easy to pick up and play. And they started in the arcades. They have their origin in arcades. And really, in the arcade, they were designed to kind of be extremely hard, to be extremely cheap, and to steal quarters from you. They were designed to pull those quarters out of your pocket for you to keep playing through the game. Now, the home versions of these games did keep that up to some extent. So typically, beat-em-ups are very, very challenging. But that actually is a good thing when you're playing at home and not pumping in quarters, because you can keep pressing continue. So you can either face up to the challenge and try to beat it in one credit, or you can just keep putting in those virtual quarters just to see through to the end of the game. And it makes a game that would otherwise be kind of monotonous, you're doing the same thing over and over again, it makes it so you can play it again and perfect it and get really good at the combat and memorizing the boss patterns and things like that. And for me as a kid, it gave it a lot of replayability with it kind of being so challenging. You know, I think beat-em-ups are also very fun because they're the perfect couch co-op game. So you don't need to have a split screen. You know, the game doesn't have to do anything special to allow two players to play. Both characters just show up on the one screen because both of you are walking from left to right. You don't have to teach the person who came over to play games with you any complicated controls. It's usually just one or two buttons, and it's very, very simple what the goal is. And you can just kind of start beating people up and take it as seriously or as not seriously as you want. You can keep pressing continue over and over again so that you just get to see the end and have some fun with your friend. Or you can really focus on zeroing in and perfecting the gameplay. And co-op is probably how I played Streets of Rage 1 and 2 and 3 for hundreds and hundreds of hours as a kid. It really is the best way to play these games. So I'm really pumped for this new version of Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage specifically had some really fantastic art and style. The music was absolutely amazing in the original Streets of Rage games. It was dark and moody. It was kind of chiptune music that you hadn't really heard before. It was very different than other games. It had this very cool kind of future urban sound to it, and it was very sinister, and I really liked that as well. Now, the plot, it was hilarious in a very 90s sort of way. A crime syndicate has taken over the city, so three kung fu cops have to don their street clothes for some reason and head out to take the streets back one jump kick at a time. It's just so 90s and so ridiculous. I absolutely ate it up as a kid, and I still think it's pretty hilarious and pretty perfect. And lots of movies and lots of games have kind of aped that exact same style of like a cop in a white t-shirt and jeans and wearing a headband heading out to clean up the streets. It's really something that's become kind of ingrained into our culture, and Streets of Rage is a big part of that. So getting this new Streets of Rage, again, has me extremely pumped. So what does this new Streets of Rage even look like? Well, first of all, it is a very, very good update on the art. They're going for a very crisp, hand-drawn look, and I'm glad they're not going for pixel art. Very often when you see these games that are reimaginings of these retro games, things that came out on the kind of 8-bit and 16-bit consoles, they try to recapture that style and make it pixel art. I'm glad we didn't do that. That wouldn't have fit with the general Streets of Rage atmosphere. Instead, they're going for this very, very beautiful hand-drawn look that is absolutely gorgeous. The backgrounds are so vivid and just pop in all the screenshots. The characters are really, really great. They animate really great. And it is a much different look than the original Streets of Rage games, but I really like the direction that they're going with it. And more than that, the trailer shows two playable characters, and the artwork shows two. So it seems like we maybe are only getting two characters, and those two characters are Axel Stone and Blaze Fielding. And probably they're the two most popular characters from the original trilogy of Streets of Rage. And really they have some great updates, especially to Axel. Axel now is noticeably older in the game, and he's heavier. He has long hair and he's got this big beard. Clearly it looks like he has seen some stuff and he's gone through some stuff. And I really like when games do that kind of progression of time for their main characters to really show that they have changed over time. They've gone through these things. And I think it's a really, really cool direction to take Axel. Now, just focusing in on two characters does leave out the original Streets of Rage's third character, Adam Hunter, and of course all of the extra characters that were added in Streets of Rage 2 and 3, including the very popular Skate and a few others here and there. But that core of Axel and Blaze and Adam are typically what you think of as Streets of Rage, the core characters. So it's interesting that they're focusing in seemingly on just two of them and leaving Adam out. Now, that might be for story reasons. Maybe he's an unlockable character. Maybe they turn him into the villain of the game. Who really knows? But it does seem, at least from the marketing material we've seen so far, that we are going to be focusing on two characters. And I think that's fine for the most part, especially if it gets wrapped up in a story, or if only having two characters means they get to focus on the story a little bit heavier. One thing that it does seem to indicate is that the game will still just be two-player co-op, that they won't be upping that to three or four. With only two playable characters, they probably won't want to duplicate each of those characters to add in the extra player count. So that's a minor thing. I would love to see the game ramp up to four players, but two is kind of still the sweet spot there for beat 'em up games. So I think it's very, very fine that that is the case. So I'm a huge fan of what I've seen so far of the game, as little as it is, and I'm very excited for this re-release. So excited to get back in and kick some Crime Syndicate butt. So far, we have no announcement of release date or platforms that it comes out, but I will be anxiously awaiting that information. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me so I could just gush about how much that I like Streets of Rage. Thank you for sitting through that. If you want to support Pretty Dece, remember that now you can visit prettydeceshow.com/listener support to find out all the details and get some cool stuff along the way. You can also listen to the podcast each day of the week. You can find that on the podcast feed in your favorite podcast delivery platform or on YouTube. Visit prettydeceshow.com/video or just search for Pretty Dece on YouTube to find that. And of course, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the handle @PrettyDeceShow.